for sticking with me. Those of you who did not give one stars, I appreciate it. But anyways, so we brought back some old guests. We got John Aiken in the house today. John, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me back, John.
No problem. And as usual, our road trip aficionado, our life on the road, Tim Wurzberger. Tim, how are you?
Doing good. Thanks for having me, John.
No problem. Thanks for joining. Where can we find you today, Tim, on your exciting trip?
I'm in a very exciting town called Dickinson, North Dakota, about an hour east of the Montana border.
How did you end up in Dickinson?
Well, I stayed in Fargo last night, Fargo, North Dakota, which is where North Dakota meets Minnesota. And then my plan was, I'm working during the day, so my plan is only to drive like no more than 3 hours after work. But I got to Bismarck last night about 7 o'clock, and it's just like a nothing town. There's nothing going on. I wasn't tired, so I just kept driving another 90 minutes to Dickinson just to make my drive tonight a little bit easier.
No offense to anyone in Bismarck.
Right? Seriously. And Tim texted me the other day when he was driving. I was like, where are you going? He's like, I'm going to stop in Duluth. And I was like, Duluth's a great city. He pulls in and he goes, I'm leaving. This place sucks.
Oh, man. Tim.
And he kept driving to Fargo.
I took one look around. I'm like, yeah, I'm not spending any time here.
You're just, what's wrong with Duluth? I actually enjoyed Duluth when I spent some time there.
I was very excited to be in Duluth. I've heard nothing but good things, but I got there, it's just like all I wanted was like a nice downtown to walk around, check out some shops and restaurants and whatever, and there was really just nothing. There was none of that.
And Dickinson's yeah. has all that.
Dickinson delivered.
No, but I got to Duluth at like noon and I got to Dickinson's at 9 p.m so I had to make a choice.
No, it sounds like the trip's going really good.
Would you go back to Dickinson?
Yeah, they have a great Applebee's.
Awesome. Oh, Tim, have you met anybody along the way, your travels?
Not really. I mean, like bartenders and stuff, but nothing, not really.
Nothing lifelong?
No, but the journey is young, though. It's only been 3 days.
Tim started a blog. It's, what is it called, Tim?
Mapsandmountains.com.
If you want to follow Tim's journey, go to mapsandmountains.com. The first post was pretty good. It was really in-depth. It shows Tim sitting on a beach with Catcher in the Rye, just like being a man, doing all kinds of introspective thinking. It's really inspiring, Tim.
Oh, thank you. I can't tell if you're being serious or not.
No, totally sarcastic. Why Catcher in the Rye?
I don't know. I wanted some books for the road, and I remember I loved that one. I hadn't read it since high school, so I was like, hey, why not?
It seems like such a hipster thing to do. I'm gonna read Catcher in the Rye, and then I'm gonna do To Kill a Mockingbird, then I'm gonna read some other real classic book.
That's next on my list.
Is it really?
Way to go, Tim.
Oh, you are too funny. I'm gonna read Charlie and the Chocolate Factory with the kids. We talked about it the other day. I'm very excited about that.
You don't have to say with the kids, John. If you want to read a kid's book for yourself,
there just might be kids with him.
They'll be in the other room. Oh boy. So John, what have you been up to? It's been months.
I know. You guys kept moving the podcast times around and then I just got kicked off.
Then he finally got the hint, Tim.
Yeah, man. I don't know. Pandemic for a long time. No office for a long time. So that's life at home.
How is it running a business when you don't have, can't see your employees? How do you keep them on track?
I don't know.
Is there any accountability? Is there any accountability? Like, can you check their hours or
how does that work? Yeah, we track our hours, but our team is really awesome. I mean, the team is very, very trustworthy. They're great. Like, they don't need accountability from me or anybody else, really. I've gotten a lot done, like way more done, just not having to be in an office all the time. So that's been really helpful. Tim, is that a granola bar wrapper?
No.
Are you actively putting your speaker or microphone? Like, what are you doing over there?
I don't understand the question.
You sound like you're having some kind of issues with your audio.
Hey, John Aiken, I got a question.
Yes, Tim.
Just didn't even answer our question, John. Unbelievable.
For for newer listeners of the show, can you just maybe just tell us a little bit about who you are and your role in the show?
Yes. My name is John Aiken. I live in Traverse City, Michigan. John and I used to be neighbors, John Scott and I. I actually had no idea who John was, and I moved in next door to him, and there's this behemoth of a dude standing next to me, and he told me he was in the NHL. And so that's how John and I met. And then John was talking about, oh, I'm retired, trying to figure out what to do with my life. And so John and I talked about starting a podcast. So I helped John get the podcast started, and he's come into our company, Web Canopy Studio, which is where Tim works. And the whole thing kind of snowballed from there. Isn't that right, John?
Yeah, I was around that time, I was thinking about getting into broadcasting. I had a few kind of feelers out there with a couple of big networks in Canada. And the only issue was I didn't want to move. I wanted to stay in Traverse City. So John came along. It was kind of perfect timing where he said, hey, you should just do your own content and control it yourself. And that way you don't have to move. You can control everything and you can just do it from your home.
Yeah.
And he kind of facilitated the whole idea and then the space to do it in with his office. Cause I think you guys were doing your office podcast at the same time.
Yeah.
You kind of already had the equipment.
Yeah. And we were down the hall. Remember, we were in that tiny office.
Yeah.
Down the hall when you first came.
Like a 2-room office. And now he upgraded. We have you have 4 or 5 rooms now. It's kind of cool. Yeah. It's how it's progressed. And now we're doing it from home, which is strange, but
I don't know if you could go back and listen to the first episodes or not, if those are still on here, but you remember the first ones, John, were just you talking. Like you had, it wasn't going to be anybody else on it. It was going to be you. And then you said, well, maybe I'll have some people call in from time to time. And the first ones are just you going hard on people in the NHL.
Looking back, I really cringed on the first few just because I swore quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't censoring myself. And I just thought that's let's do locker room talk. Let's try to follow on, Tim, what's the Biz Nasty's one?
Spit and Chicklets.
Yeah. I'm like, let's try to do what he does. He seems so successful. And it didn't seem organic. It wasn't me. And so the first few, I cussed and it was mm-hmm. very strange. And I just didn't like that. But I don't know. I think we found our rhythm. It took a few months of really trying to figure out what works and what doesn't work. And mm-hmm. we're still trying to do that. We get some duds out every once in a while, but it was weird talking. Just me and you just talking. It was so weird. Yeah. I remember I did some by myself and I was like, John, I need you in the room. It's so hard to talk by yourself.
We only had one mic for a long time too. We had to upgrade.
It was so bad, but we've come a long way. I'm trying to think of all the people we had on the show. Tim came along. We had Larry for a little bit. We had Sam for a little bit. Those are just mm-hmm. all little co-hosts along the way.
Yep.
All right. First little bit of trivia, you guys. How many guests have we had on the show?
Oh my goodness. I wouldn't even know where to guess on that.
Our 100th episode. How many episodes have we had guests? Total amount of people. Because some episodes we've had more than one guest.
I'm going to say somewhere in the neighborhood of 20.
John?
I would have said 10.
We have had 35 interviews.
What?
Wow.
35 guests. Yes.
Wow.
I was blown away when I heard that too. It started off with Brian Bickle, and I didn't even count Bickle twice, so it might even be 36 if you count
him. I forgot about all those in Chicago that we did.
Yeah, then Luke Witkowski, Savard, my agents, Al Stalock, Stefan Veyu, Stu Grimson, Colt Knorr, Barkley Gaudreau, Cam Jansen, Ristolainen, Joe Pavelski, Doug Gilmore, Marty Biron, Logan Couture, Zach Smith, Esposito, Pete Blackburn, my wife, Doug Smith, Natalie Spooner, Marlo and Vlasic, Ryan Reeves, Ryan Miller, Chris Nyland, Jonathan Taves, Biz Nasty, Nighty, my kids, McGrattan, McIntyre, and Gerby. That's a lot of guests.
Dude, yeah. That's pretty awesome. Those are pretty big names, John.
It's not bad when you look back on it after 100 episodes. It's like, wow, we actually did talk to a lot of hockey guys. Because when I started this, I didn't want to do interviews. I thought that was lame and the guys are boring. And I still think that for the most part when you talk to guys, they're mostly boring. But it does. Yeah. It is interesting to get some insight. And I try to, when I do my interviews, not talk about just hockey stuff. I try to talk about other things that people might be interested in. But all right, second trivia question, you guys. I'll sprinkle these throughout the episode. I have 4.
Yeah. Three.
Okay.
How many instances has Man Rocket been uttered? How many times has the phrase Man Rocket been said on the podcast?
Do you write these down?
He's making that. He has no idea. I'm going to say like 5, 4.
John?
2.
The answer is 12. 12 times has Man Rocket been used on this show.
Is that kind of this conversation?
No. We're going to get bumped up to 15, 16. Yeah.
Just added like 4 right there.
Yes, Man Rocket has been uttered 12 times on this podcast. Now more. But yes, mm-hmm. Where was the origination of that, Tim, again? Man Rocket?
It's a common term. I didn't make it up.
Is it?
Not too common. Not too common. But anyways, so we got your update, Tim. I just wanted to kind of recap something that happened to me last night. We were brushing, we were about to brush teeth at our house, and I go into the kids' washroom upstairs, and one of my daughters laced the stinkiest poo I have ever smelt in my whole life.
Mm.
And I couldn't, we have a common courtesy here at our house. We're lucky enough to have a few washrooms. If you're going to drop a number 2, you be courteous enough to go to another room and drop poo, because we have one by the kitchen. And one of my daughters, it's her job to take a poo in that bathroom and leave the door wide open. And just afterwards go, sorry. And I'm like, go to your room or go somewhere else. What is the smelliest smell in your guys' opinion in the world? Just off the top of your head.
Oh my gosh. Dude. I mean, you probably have to say poo.
See, I thought that too. And my smelliest smell is stale urine.
Oh, what? Why are we talking about this?
Have you guys ever smelled that? Because I don't like to flush in the middle of the night just because it wakes people up maybe. And if I go pee in the middle of the night, I know this is a strange thing to talk about.
We're dealing with
real life problems. Man, is that a bad smell? Oh,
especially if it's real concentrated.
Oh,
like you're dehydrated.
Oh, or changing like a diaper that's just had like 4 or 5 potties in it.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's like, yuck. Like I can't think of anything worse. Tim?
I was anything? Only, my only thing I would add that you guys haven't said already is throw up. Because like that's the thing that's going to make me like most want to throw up if I smell someone else's throw up.
Oh, that is bad. I don't think I need to. That doesn't make me throw up when I smell it. But if you are getting sick, the smell of it does make you sick again when you're in that mode. Yeah.
And if you weren't getting sick, then listening to this episode might get you there.
I was just going to say, I wonder how many people guys, are going to vomit.
We're going to get another 1 star, I bet.
Get triggered.
Yeah, people need to know these things. It's very interesting to hear people's different kind of reactions to smells, because some people love the smell of love the smell of poop. I don't mind it when it's a baby diaper poo. It's like, oh, it's cute. But sometimes it's just like boom, punches you in the face. Not mm-hmm. good. Not good at all.
No.
And then favorite smells, like I love the smell of gasoline. I said it before on the show. I think it's a great smell. Other people can't stand the smell of gasoline. That's just how it is. It's just the way things work. There is no shortage of action going on at our exclusive partner, Bet Online. NASCAR is back, and Bet Online has hundreds of other games, events, and sports to get in on. You can still bet on simulated NFL, NBA, and UFC events 24/7. Or you can participate in a $10,000 Madden Bracket Challenge, a March Madness-style NFL simulation tournament you can enter for free. And live, right now on Bet Online's YouTube channel, you'll find an exclusive interview with ex-Chicago Bulls Ron Harper, Horace Grant, Bill Cartwright, Craig Hodges, to discuss the Michael Jordan documentary and what they're calling the final dance. Visit betonline.ag and use promo code BLUEWIRE to receive your new welcome bonus and check out all the action. Bet Online, your online wagering solution. All right. Trivia question number 4. How often have we uttered the phrase, you owe me breakfast? And a side question, How many breakfasts does Tim owe me? So two questions, two parts, one question.
How did you listen to every episode? How do you get this info?
You guys don't need to worry about where I get my information. I keep a very detailed log of breakfasts and quotes.
Okay.
So, Tim, how many times have we uttered "you owe me breakfast" on the podcast, and how many breakfasts do you owe me? And then, John, you can follow up.
Okay. I'm going to say we uttered that phrase 42 times.
Oh, almost. Okay. Sorry. I'm so close.
I think I'm right, John. You might want to check your math if you know 42.
Tim keeps a log too.
You were one off. I bet he does.
And I'm going to say I owe you probably 9 breakfasts and you probably owe me 5.
Wow. Okay. John?
Yeah, I would say probably 10.
Okay, so we said you owe me breakfast 41 times.
Wow.
And if you just kind of eliminate the breakfast that kind of wash each other out, you owe, I owe, you owe me 3 breakfasts. So you're close by 4. Mm-hmm. So Tim, very, very close. All right, yeah. Should we get into some awards?
Are you guys ever going to go out to breakfast?
Never. I don't like hanging out with Tim. So I'm just going to do an IOU. Maybe he can get me a gift card.
Okay.
He'd rather have like lord the breakfast over me than actually have a free breakfast.
Yeah. I'm not a breakfast guy. I like a later. The best breakfast for me is when we come home from church, because we don't eat before we go to church and we go around like 10 a.m. I get home around 11, 1130. My wife makes like biscuits and gravy with sunny side up eggs or over easy eggs on top. I'm telling you what, best thing I ever ate in my life. Like it's so incredibly good. So if you want to get me breakfast, give me a plate of biscuits and gravy with an egg on top or 3 eggs on top. Who are we kidding? Around like 11:30, 12 o'clock. That's what I'm talking about. I can't have a big breakfast when I wake up. Can't do it. Can't do it. Won't do it. Okay. Best episode. We're doing awards now. We're going to send all the people who win awards a big, big care package. So the best episode in the first 100 shows.
Tim, what are you doing?
What
Tim?
Is? Are you moisturizing your phone?
What are you talking about? I'm just standing here.
It sounds like you're rubbing your phone on your face. This is great stuff. You think we would have better quality after 100 episodes, but we don't. I'm sorry, everybody. I'm
plateaued.
Sorry. So best episode, in my opinion, was the team draft. I love that one. I thought that was really interesting. I won the contest. I won a breakfast. And I just think it was really, really great to get some fan interaction and get some responses. I don't know. That was my favorite one. Guys, do you have a favorite episode you want to talk about?
I have 2.
Oh.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
So the first one was July 1st last year, pre-agency day.
That's what I was going to say. The one you guys did in the office with the live stream.
That was cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We got a ton. We got our most listens ever by a lot. And we also had the live stream going. We were on TV, or I guess, you know, on video. And that was kind of cool. Joe Pavelski called in 5 minutes after signing with the Stars. You were the first media outlet, quote unquote, that he spoke with. Like, that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I think the second best episode for me was having Danielle on the show and talking about, like, the life of an NHL wife.
Careful.
All the stuff that you wouldn't normally
easy.
Hear. She was very funny, very well spoken.
She's about to have a baby. You watch your tongue. Tim. Gross. All right. John, best episode for you?
I definitely like the live stream. I liked I think the first like real guest that we were excited to get on was Colton Orr.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really cool. Cause that's the first time that I had heard a fight story from another perspective from hanging out with you. And so that was pretty cool to hear him talk, because he was one of the only ones that got you down, right?
Yeah, and pretty well. Him and gosh, I can't remember his name. Anyways.
Justin Johnson.
Yes, Justin Johnson.
Yeah. And so that was pretty cool. That was a really cool thing to hear.
Do you remember how excited we were when he said he would do the interview?
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
I was just so nervous asking him, because I really didn't know him. Yeah. And I don't know, we tracked down his number somehow. and we got his info, and he said yes, and we were like, I couldn't believe it. I was like, what? We're gonna interview him. It was so funny.
He said he woke up that day feeling like nervous, like he was going into a fight, like he was going to a game he knew he was gonna fight in.
It was really funny. Yeah, it was cool. It was a very, very bad interview, I'll say that, but. Well, I know it wasn't bad, but it wasn't our best work. It was just really funny when he said yes, the excitement that we got. Okay, worst episode. I don't know if you guys have one. I'll say, I know I have one. It was the fantasy football draft episode.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
It was so, I went in there with high expectations. I'm like, this is going to be great. We'll do a live draft. And I should have known, nobody wants to hear about your fantasy football team. Nobody does. I listened to it and I was like, this is awful. Like,
yeah,
nobody cares about who you draft or when you drafted them or what players you got. Like, nobody. So I apologize for that. We probably will talk about fantasy football again, but we'll do it in a more clever way, maybe.
I think that one was still early on in the show too, because we were doing it all video back then.
Yeah,
and so the whole show was going to be like primarily on YouTube.
That
and
was
so
the
we were
idea,
trying to
yeah.
make it like more of like a lifestyle kind of show, and that flopped.
Yeah, that mm-hmm. what's hard to do.
Yeah.
Remember we were like, we're going to go tape at local coffee shops and restaurants and this. It's just like, no, we're not. We did
Too
do one
work,
with Luke Wachowski. We did. We went to Hot Lot. That was fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
Tim, do you have a worst one? Or are you still rubbing your phone on your face?
I don't think I wasn't on the show yet for that one. I don't think I even finished listening to the fantasy football one. I got 5 minutes in. I'm like, yeah, I'm not next.
Yeah, Tim, it was terrible.
Tim's like, all of them before me were bad.
Yeah.
Okay, trivia number 4. How many times has the word squad been uttered on the podcast? Squad.
John, it sounds like you got some beef with me or something. You want to talk about it?
No. Answer the question.
Squad, 9 times.
Oh my, you were so close.
Wow.
If people could see my paper that I have down, Tim is one off. John, you have a guess?
I don't think I've ever said that word. 15.
Good. It's 8. The answer is 8. Tim has mentioned squad 8 times. All right, let's move on to the best guest we've had. There's 3 nominees. They are Steve McIntyre, who, in my opinion, gave us the most eclectic interview with his talents. With his job, he took us on a fire truck drive. He showed us how to play the bass cello. We talked for an hour and a half, and we went into it like, yeah, we'll talk for 20 minutes. And we talked for almost 2 hours. The second nominee is Marty Biron. Very well spoken. Had some spoken, excuse me.
Smoking.
yeah. Had some good stories. Tim loved him. Tim still talks to him daily, I think. They like are best friends. And he was just a good guy, very nice guy. Third nominee is Jonathan Toews. I thought he was, for active players, he gave the best interview. Most insight, most open, didn't really kind of give the canned cookie cutter answers that we were expecting. So those are the 3 nominees. Tim, do you want to let us know who wins?
I'm going to give it to Jonathan Toews.
Whoa, congratulations, Jonathan. Jonathan will get a care package courtesy of dropping the gloves in the mail. That is fantastic. I'm trying to think of the award name. I don't know what we should call it. I don't want to just steal the Dundies because I think that's such a great thing. So we'll think of something.
The Glovies?
Yeah, I threw that around, but it's just everyone's going to be like, oh, you're copying The Office, which we are. So maybe we'll do something. It'd be cool to get a trophy of like gloves dropping. And like they hang there. You know what I mean? Like they like one of those things you put on your office where you pull the ball and it tinks, 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 but you could do it with like hockey gloves.
I think we could make that happen. I think Tim has a good resource for that. So I think we can have a
Tim,
metal.
Yeah, I got a guy.
You got a guy? Yeah,
he's got a metal guy.
Okay. Worst guest. This is a controversial one. I know, you know, no one likes to be the worst guest, but I feel like it has to be done.
Oh my gosh, John, who was that awful guy in Chicago that you gave such a hard time to because he showed up late for the interview and then he wanted to still do it?
Ben Eager.
Yeah.
Did we even do that interview?
I don't remember.
We did.
No.
I think you told him to get lost. I don't remember.
That is really funny. So we were at the convention and we're waiting around and you have a schedule. And so we had an interview every 15 to 20 minutes. And so we're tight. And the next interview was going to be Denny Savard. And like, we're not bumping into his time. Mm-hmm. And so Ben Eager comes sauntering in 10 minutes late. And I just told him, sorry, Ben, like, pack your bags. Like, you're late. And he just looked, turned around and left. I forgot about that.
He looks so funny. Mad. He's like, I'm doing happy. Like, he was doing you a favor, John, to go there.
Yeah, no, they told him to come and talk to me. It was the very infancy of the show, so he didn't really know about it. Now he's probably begging to be on the show.
Yeah.
That's funny. I forgot about that. So he's one. We have another Blackhawks alum who we didn't even air the episode just because we didn't think it was that good. Carbon, Dan Carcillo. That was kind of a bust of an interview. And then the third one is just, I just didn't like talking to Cam Jansen.
he liked talking to you.
He loved talking to me. I think if you were going to do a word count on that interview, Cam's would have been 800,000 and mine would have been like 15. I'd be like, hey, Cam, how's it going? And he would just like go on for 10 minutes. He's a great guy, but just, man, he loves to talk. So, all right, John, you get to pick the winner. Who was the worst episode on Dropping the Gloves?
The only one that you actually said that was on was Jansen. The other That's two true. You didn't do. So probably that one.
That's actually really true. We have some footage that is unreleased. So maybe, well, my wife even the other day was like, did you ever release that episode? I was like, no.
Yeah.
We have 45 minutes of Carbomb just pumping his business that we're not going to put on.
Yeah. And he,
like I said, Dan's a great guy, but it just turned into a promo for his company. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm not going to air this, Dan. It's just you talking about your company for 45 minutes. Sorry. Like, no thanks. No one cares about CBD oil that much. All right. So, most improved.
Improved what? Player?
Person. Most improved person overall.
On the podcast?
Yeah. I think in general, there's a few nominees, but I think the obvious answer is Tim. I think it's important for Tim to acknowledge that you've kind of grown a little bit throughout the podcast. Go ahead, Tim. Take the stage.
Well, people ask me all the time, like, how did you even get connected with John Scott? And how are you on the podcast with him? And I remember, like, when I interviewed with John Aiken at Web Canopy Studio, he was like, hey, you know John Scott? I was like, yeah, obviously. And he's like, yeah, he lives in Traverse City. He does a podcast here at the office. So I was like, no way. But at that time, you were on like a little hiatus, John. Like you were kind of like season one was done and you hadn't recorded in several months at that point. So I kind of thought the show was over, right? Why did you take a break? Do you remember?
I think I thought the show was over as well. I don't know. It was one of those things where it's like, should we do this? It took a little bit of time. It wasn't that much time, but it was like, why? What's the point? Where is this going? What's the direction? And is it worth it to keep kind of forging forward? You know, it takes
I can give some insight, John. I think we had to get your wife involved.
Yeah, seriously.
we had Danielle, you and Danielle, we're like, why don't you guys both come to the office and let's talk through what we needed. I remember we had most of our company was there just to be like, let's get all the ideas on the table and let's lay a foundation. Because I think at that point it was really just me and you and Larry just being like, hey, what do you got? You want to come in? Let's figure something out. And it just became this like overwhelmingly big thing.
Yeah.
Because we were overproducing them too. And so then we were like, let's streamline this. And I think that's probably when I was interviewing with Tim, I think, when I had Tim come in.
I will say it was great when Tim came in because you and Larry were great, but you guys didn't know anything about hockey.
No, gosh, no.
So it was hard to do a hockey podcast when you can't bounce hockey terms or hockey terms off anybody.
What do you think about that, John?
You guys are like, I don't know what a slap shot is. Tim, are you opening your blinds now or what's going on?
Yeah, it's, the daylight's coming through.
Oh, my word. In Dickinson, North Dakota. Oh, just.
But I remember, John, the first episode that I came on, do you remember?
No.
It was right after New Year's last year when you were doing like the New Year's resolution for all 31 teams. And you were like, hey, do you want to just sit in on this one? I was like, okay. And I remember you kind of went down the list and like every three or four teams you would throw to me, right? You would give every team like what they should wish for, like new coach. You're
putting Tim on the spot.
Yeah. And I never knew when he was going to go to me. So like every time he got to a team, I'm like, okay, if he turns to me, what am I going to have ready? So like he would be like, all right, Ducks, what do they need? And I wouldn't hear again until like Chicago Blackhawks, what do they need? You go in an alphabetical order. So like every fifth team, you would, Tim, what do you think? And I just had to be ready. So I was always like one ahead of you with something to say.
Yeah, you're just prepared. I think I did that just because I maybe didn't want to be prepared for every team. I don't know. But you did well, Tim. That was your test, and you passed. And now we're off to the races. So I think we'll give out one more award. Just the MVP of the podcast. I think the answer is fairly obvious. Tim, do you want to give it out?
Yes, the Academy is pleased to announce that John Scott is the most valuable podcaster.
Oh, I wasn't going to say me. I was going to say my wife or my kids.
Yeah.
But that's good very work, nice. John.
You can thank Ava, them in your speech.
Would you like to say thank you for your award, Ava?
Thank you.
Ava's here. She's been sitting beside me for 5 minutes waiting to eat breakfast. So I got to wrap it up, you guys.
Is this the first MVP you've won?
This is the first. Wait, there was another one. I can't remember what it was. I'll have to go back and check my records. I don't keep records of MVPs, just Man Rockets and Squads and You Owe Me Breakfast. Those are my only lists that I keep track of. But anyways, John, thanks for joining us again.
No problem.
Tim, have saved.